The federal government's terrorist watch list is supposed to help law enforcement officials screen people coming into the U.S., but it has been riddled with problems. An Inspector General's report out today finds, among other things, that the FBI has been so slow to update the list, national security has been compromised. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The big complaint about the terrorist watch list used to be the number of people who were mistakenly on it. Senator Edward Kennedy was rather famously pulled out of an airport line because of a name mix-up on the list. Today, the Justice Department's Inspector General found that the FBI is also having the opposite problem. People who should be on the list aren't being added fast enough. According to the report, for example, 12 terror suspects may have come in and out of the U.S. without being stopped because the FBI was slow to update the list. Michael Corton is a spokesman with the FBI.
There can be any number of reasons why somebody isn't watch listed at a particular point in time, even someone under investigation.
The IG said that was a threat to the nation's security. Corton wouldn't say whether the problems with the list pose such a threat. There are now over a million names on the terrorist watch list. Shayana Kaidadal at the Center for Constitutional Rights says that its sheer bulk was bound to lead to mistakes.
The lists have expanded so greatly that it's difficult to believe that they're reliable in any sort of way or that the system is really functioning to zero in on suspects where there are actual indictments or real evidence.
The FBI says that during the course of the Inspector General's audit, it began changing the way it manages the watch list to fix the very problems the Inspector General's investigators found. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.